All right. Read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostad. Milwaukee businessman Andy Gronick is dropping out of the race for governor. Gronick is the first candidate on the August 14th ballot to drop out of the race. The announcement came after the latest Marquette Law School poll, where Gronick only received 4% support. Spokespeople of 8 of the 9 other candidates have said they will remain in the race. Roughly a third of the respondents were undecided. Students from Marjorie Stoneman Douglas High School in Parkland, Florida, are in Wisconsin this weekend as part of the Road to Change tour. They'll be making 3 stops in the state, starting with Janesville, then on to Madison tonight. They will be in Milwaukee on Saturday at 5 p.m. at the Wisconsin Center. Read number 2. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostad. Milwaukee Alderperson Tony Zielinski is no longer the chair of the city's licenses committee. Zielinski believes he was ousted from the position for political reasons, but Council President Ashanti Hamilton says otherwise. Quote, I have had to make a lot of tough decisions in this position, and the work and responsibilities of this council are the first and foremost in my mind. Zielinski has announced he will be challenging Mayor Tom Barrett in 2020. The licenses committee reviews licenses and permit applications, including those for alcohol beverage-related businesses, home improvement companies, and rooming houses. The committee will now be led by Alderperson Nick Kovac. Read number 3. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostad. The conservative PAC Club for Growth issued a news release accusing the Vookmer campaign of dragging the GOP race, quote, into the gutter. A Leah Vookmer campaign mailer accuses GOP opponent Kevin Nicholson of praising Rosie O'Donnell and Hillary Clinton when he was president of the College Democrats of America while failing to praise the Wisconsin Republicans. Meanwhile, Nicholson's primary mega donor, Dick Uihlein, plans to increase his spending. And the Milwaukee Bucks selected 6'5", 205-pound Villanova guard Dante DiVincenzo with the 17th pick in the NBA draft. DiVincenzo was named the most outstanding player of the Final Four. The junior shot over 40% on three-pointers last season and averaged 13.4 points per game for the national champion Wildcats. Read number 4. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostad. Summerfest is less than a week away, but this weekend several cities are celebrating the summer solstice with a music festival. Here in Milwaukee, this Saturday afternoon and evening on East North Avenue, Milwaukee's Summer Solstice Music Festival will feature 3 stages, with headliners including Ron Harper, The Young Revelators, and Rusty Pelicans. Also happening this weekend in Sheboygan, a 2-day craft festival called Craft 30 Summer Solstice Music Festival of Craft and... Fuckity-fuck. Read number 4, part 2. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostin. Summerfest is less than a week away, but this weekend several cities are celebrating the summer solstice with music festivals. Here in Milwaukee, this Saturday afternoon and evening on East North Avenue, Milwaukee's Summer Solstice Music Festival features 3 stages. Headliners will include Ron Harper, The Young Read number 4, part 3. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostad. Summerfest is less than a week away, but this weekend several cities are celebrating the summer solstice with music festivals. Here in Milwaukee, this Saturday afternoon and evening on East North Avenue, Milwaukee's Summer Solstice Music Festival will feature 3 stages, with headliners including Ron Harper, The Young Revelators, and Rusty Pelicans. Also happening this weekend in Sheboygan is the 2-day Craft 30 Summer Solstice Festival of Music and Craft Beer. Outdoor headliners are the November Criminals tonight and the Ethan Keller Group on Saturday. And the Brewers did in fact play yesterday, beating the Cardinals 11-3. According to MLB.com, they play the Cardinals again tonight at 7:10 p.m. Central Time. weather and out. Highs today in the mid-60s, mostly cloudy throughout south-central Wisconsin. Lows tonight in the upper 50s. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, my name is Keith Gostad.